This is Tree Note. I love sequoias, California's giant coastal redwoods. Recently, I learned that they were named for the Cherokee chief and scholar, Sequoia, who created the written form of the Cherokee language. His work allowed literacy to flourish in the Cherokee Nation from the early 19th century and is still in use today. That made me wonder about the names of my other favorite trees. The name of the loblolly pine originated in Old England. Loblolly was a thick porridge served to sick or injured sailors on British ships. In the southeastern USA, pioneers applied that word to a mud hole or mire. The type of native pine that grew in wet, swampy areas was called the loblolly. Although the witch hazel tree may evoke goblins and potions, the tree has nothing to do with magic spells. The word witch comes from the Old English wak, which means pliant or weak, and was applied to trees with bendable branches. And the rainbow eucalyptus? Its bark grows in bright shades of green, blue, orange, red, and purple. The name eucalyptus comes from the Greek kalyptos, meaning covered or wrapped. As the tree grows, the bark peels off in strips, becoming unwrapped to reveal the vibrant colors underneath. Understanding the source of tree names gives me a better insight into their history and characteristics, and gives me yet another way to appreciate these leafy beings who grace our world. Tree Note is a production of KUER. If you'd like to support Tree Note or any of our programs, go to KUER.org/donate. The executive producer of Tree Note is Christy Miners. Audio production and engineering by David Childs. I'm Nalini Nadkarni. This is Tree Note.